Light bread.
Mm-hmm.
Or loaf bread.
Loaf bread. Okay.
Used to call it light bread.
Light bread. Do you hear that much nowadays?
Occasionally, not much. Not much anymore.
All right. And the type of bread that you would make with cornmeal.
Cornbread. Or corn pone used to be.
Now, what's corn pone?
Corn pones when they used to put it in one of those Dutch oven things we were talking about a while ago. Make it out in a pone type thing and put them in there and cook them.
What shape is a pone?
Okay.
The shape of your hand.
I see. Yeah,
but well, okay, but
mm-hmm.
if you don't
mm-hmm.
say,
but
water.
It's made out of cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about these little round things that you make out of cornmeal? Might have onions in them. Eat them with fish.
Hush puppies.
Okay, you like those?
Mm-hmm.
What about the word?
I like fried cornbread too. Do you ever fry any cornbread?
Never have.
Well, you just fry it. It's delicious.
Just in a skillet?
Mm-hmm. Just drop it for spoonfuls and fry it.
Oh, sure. I know what you're talking
mm-hmm.
about. Right.
Hoe
cake.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing as fried cornbread.
Well, hoe cake, really, you don't use egg. You use water in a hoe cake. Well, and milk. You then use water in a hoe cake. That's the poor man's bread.
Well,
that sounds
chicken
good.
Drink.
It is good.
Do you know the word corn dodger?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
That's cornbread, too.
Is it shaped in
I don't suppose so.
Just another word for
mm-hmm.
Okay. What, do you know the word spoon bread?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Well, that's usually where they mix up a lot of sugar and stuff that's not good. Spoon bread, to me, is it's thinner. You dip it out with a spoon when you eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more like dressing,
mm-hmm.
chicken dressing.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. What about, well, some people say that there are just two kinds of bread. There's the kind that you...
Good and bad.
Well, true. The kind that you make at home, you call homemade bread.
Mm-hmm.
And the kind by the store you call...
Bought bread. Commercial bread.
That's what we used to call them in home.
What about these things that have a hole right in the middle, you call them?
Donuts.
Sure. Do you ever make those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And these are things you'd make up your batter and make them 4 to 5 at a time for breakfast.
Waffles.
Or?
Hot cakes.
Sure, okay. Any mm-hmm. other word for hot cakes?
Pancakes.
Okay. You ever hear flapjacks?
Flapjacks, right. That's what we used to call them at home, flapjacks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, a unit of measure here, you would say about how much flour comes in a sack this size?
5 pounds.
Okay. And the stuff that you would use to make bread rise?
Yeast.
The ham hock.
And the two inside parts of an egg, that would be?
Whites and yellow.
Okay.
Yolk and white.
The yolk would be the yellow part,
mm-hmm.
right. Okay. Tell me about some different ways of cooking eggs that you know about.
Well, you can fry them, boil them, poach them, bake them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine.
When scramble them.
All right. When you're cooking your greens, do you ever put a piece of meat in?
Yeah.
I think the cabbage is good. Roll it in flour.
Just a piece of meat. A lot of people call it fat back, but I like the ham hock.
Ham hock.
Fried bacon.
Mm-hmm.
You said fat back. You ever heard
of fat? You have to use old
bacon.
Now it's
bacon. That
word.
Mm-hmm.
And it might be called
bacon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the word I used was
sowbelly.
That's fairly
right.
Common around here.
Yeah.
Okay. What other type of meat might you eat for breakfast?
Well, you could eat ham, sausage,
lamb,
bacon.
Okay.
Now, I'll tell you, the sowbelly is good to roll it in flour and fry it. It gives it kind of a batter.
What do you call that?
Just fried bacon, I guess, but it's good.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But you have to use the old sowbelly now. This bought bacon won't roll.
Okay. I think I've had something like that, but I was trying to remember what I call it. It's been so long. Say if you were going to buy a lot of bacon, but you didn't want to buy it sliced,
mm-hmm.
say you bought a wad of bacon.
Slab.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that edge of the bacon that's real
rind.
Tough.